If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is Total Request Thursday time. Every once in a while we get complaints from listeners that say, why don't you talk about this or that? So we give you the chance to pick what we talk about. Here are your four options today. KDK TV had an update on the Bucko Bricks fiasco. The Pittsburgh Sports and Exhibition Authority, an investigative piece by them with more info on what happened to those bricks, those mementos, those cherished bricks that had heartfelt messages to Pirates fans. Only 3.7% of people wanted us to.
They're not here about the bricks.
They did not want an update. They've heard enough about the bricks, much like those bricks. They wanted them thrown away and, I guess, never to be talked about or discussed again. 16.5% said, let's do some Steelers schedule drama. Schedule's out. Aaron Rodgers discussion. Timing of buys. Gauntlet at the end of the year. Things of that nature. 16.5%.
I'm going to take some issue before you read the final two. I do think you stacked the deck here, and I'm a little disappointed in our listeners. The way you wrote one of the final two selections up, I think just implied that it was going to win, which resulted in kind of a tragic loss for our runner-up here.
31.9% said, let's talk more Selma Hayek.
Should have been a higher number.
She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, so technically it is
a sports-related topic
right now.
Yep.
And almost one-third of our audience said, let's talk Selma Hayek.
One of the most beautiful women to have ever lived.
But almost half of the voters.
Eyes on the prize
came
here.
Came through with big Pirates rumor.
Now, what if you had said big Selma Hayek rumor? I think that would have won. I think you putting big in all caps made people think you had something outrageous up your sleeve.
How do you know it's me that has something outrageous up my sleeve?
Well,
here?
You had a big rumor to tell people about.
People are having fun with the quote from Noah Hiles today with us.
Okay.
This is not the big Pirates rumor, but that was Noah telling us that Bob Nutting is upset the Pirates aren't playing better. People like
I enjoyed the way you put that one out there.
People love it whenever the insiders tell us that the owner of the team is cranky, like when Zangrilli talked about how Bob was furious. And Donnie tried to picture and imagine what a furious, apoplectic Bob Nutting looked like. Would his hair be all over the place? Would the glasses come flying off or fogging on his face? What kind of curse words would he use? I think Donnie said drats would probably get thrown around a few times.
Fiddlesticks! Yeah, we had kind of a vivid picture of an angry Bob Nutting.
His face gets all red. All right, so here's the big Pirates rumor, and I think that this one is going to really test something that you've said the last few days on the air.
Oh, good.
Yep. So the big Pirates rumor out there is that the Orioles have reached out to the Pirates about Mitch Keller.
Okay.
So what do you do with that? I mean, it makes sense on a number of levels to go down that road with them.
They can't, prospect flush system
they
still.
They can't pitch at all.
They have too many position players. The total antithesis, the yin to the Pirates.
Charlie Morton has had an unreal career since leaving Pittsburgh, but it looks like he's finally tapped out. I mean, he's done. I think it's time for him to get on with his life's work. His numbers are just appallingly bad this year.
Perhaps another 40-plus-year-old person could be persuaded to do the same.
Some of their young pitchers that they were counting on in Baltimore have gotten injured.
Yep.
And this was a huge year for them. They upped their payroll a lot because they paid to keep some of these guys. And they're running out fourth and fifth starters at best every start. And they've already dug themselves a pretty big hole.
In a tough division.
In a great division.
Yeah.
So that's why I think they'd be interested. I think they're probably interested in other guys, but it doesn't make a lot of sense for the Pirates to trade them right now because they're younger and cheaper than Keller. So when I said this tests your...
It tests the theory of should you let Ben Cherington do one damn thing.
Yes. Exactly.
I feel like you feel more or less the same way about him, even though
opposite. I just like the tone in which you've voiced your disdain.
Seething with rage and anger and disdain is a good one, like just complete disdain. Man, it does test me because I don't have a great answer for you. I'm not going to fabricate like a take or try to like, you know, worm my way out of this, man. I do think it would be in the Pirates' best interest as a team that desperately needs hitting to talk to a position player rich organization about a Mitch Keller trade, but nothing Ben Cherington has done on this front makes me think that if he were the one doing the talking, he would get the right return. Like, obviously, as I say, I'm not, like, breaking news here. Every team does this. When they're in a negotiation like this, if the player that they want back, the established major leaguer, everybody knows who it is, and it's Keller in this case, that's the rumor at least, they have internally, I would think, and I'm tell me if I'm wrong here, if this doesn't sound like normal logic, a list of who they are willing to part with to get that player, right? And then as the list gets higher towards the top, or however you want to look at it, it's the guys, there might be a couple, we really do not want to give this particular player or players up, but we will if like we figure that that's the only way we can make this deal happen. But they damn sure aren't going to like dangle those players or make them available unless the GM they're talking to plays hardball. I don't trust Ben Cherington to have like properly sussed that out. Or his pro scouts for other that scout other teams' prospects to have done a good job doing their diligence. I don't trust whoever is running that scouting department, right? Like if it's not Delacari because he somehow failed upward within the organization, I have no trust that they have a good handle on who Baltimore's best players are in that system position-wise and that they're going to go find those players and like if the Orioles are trying to hide one of them, suss that out and grab that player and say, this deal doesn't happen unless he is the centerpiece of it. So, I guess I don't know how I could endorse them making this trade, even though on the merits, the principle of dealing Keller for position players makes sense. I just think the guy who would make the trade would get fleeced. So I don't have a great – that's me talking out how I feel about it to you. I don't have a great answer for you, man. I think they would lose that trade. I think they would trade for, like, not two lemons from the Orioles or something like that. They would absolutely be the team trading the dollar bill, and I don't think Keller's anything, like, super special, and getting, like, maybe if they were lucky, 80 cents on the dollar in return. That's how I feel about it.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of these guys in for Baltimore this year, too, these young guys, have not played well yet this year.
How's Jackson Holliday doing? Because I know he started horribly, got sent back down last year.
They wouldn't. For the record, they would not trade.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying, like, he was an example of, he was supposed to be the dude.
Number one pick.
And he started off, his pro career
Matt
started
Holliday's
off like 2 for 34 or something.
Former.
Do you know
Cardinal.
That Holliday's got another kid who's going to be like a top overall pick?
So he's hitting 250 with a 702 OPS.
That's
four
still
homers
not very
and 12
good.
RBIs. It's not. It's really not.
Still not very good.
Rushman's hitting 197 this year.
He's been a huge problem.
Gunnar Henderson is hitting 275, 812 OPS.
Not as good as he was last year, but that's still a good ball player right there.
Mullins is hitting 230. Heston Kjerkstad is hitting 212. So Westberg, who was good last year, infielder, third baseman, 217.
What's Baltimore's record right now?
Baltimore is, let's see.
15-26.
15-26.
Jeez. I mean, if they're this desperate to get pitching because they're going to try to just make, like, a big push and rally to get back in this thing and get into the wild card race, because it already feels like that division's close to out of reach, I would think. How many games back are they at 15-26, Charlie? Like, 13?
Bear with me.
So they've got their rotation. Dean Kramer, 5.36 ERA.
Sounds like an accountant.
Sagano, who's a Japanese pitcher they signed, who's 35, has been good, 2.72 ERA. Charlie Morton, 8.35 ERA. He's 0-7 this year. They've moved him to the bullpen, by the way. Cade Moripovich, 1-3, 5.55 ERA. Zach Eflin's been good, 3-1, 3.13. Kyle Gibson, the 37-year-old.
They're nine games back at 15-26. I guess my point is,
I'm sorry, they're 15-27. They're 9.5 back.
Okay, they lost today. 9.5 back. I guess, like, the calculus becomes, how desperate are they and how badly do they want to try to win this year to get back in the race? Even as I say all that out loud, again, I will have to repeat, I have to stay true to this because it's really how I feel. I wouldn't trust Ben Cherington to put a piece of bread in a toaster, grab a knife and a small pat of butter and make me a piece of buttered toast. So I wouldn't trust him to make any kind of trade.
What a visual that is. That's a good one.
I mean, that's all I got for you on this one, man.
So Kobe Mayo was their big hitting prospect. He's the guy that reportedly there was a conversation about David Bednar and him last year. So listen to this dude. This is the classic player that the Pirates would give up a Keller for, and he'd come here and he would absolutely stink.
Okay, tell me.
Because he's crushed it in the minor leagues to the tune of a 530 slugging percentage.
That's real
and
good.
And a 900 OPS at AAA.
That's very good.
But in the big leagues, when he's gotten a chance to play in the major leagues in 2 years, 21 games, he's 5.459.
That is
0.94 average and a 281 OPS. So he basically makes
Henry Davis
look
like Ted Williams.
Johnny Bench.
Yeah, or Johnny. They're very much better. I mean,
but third baseman, first baseman.
Well, if he's they'd put him at first base, and then he would suffer the first base
curse. I mean, he's been so bad in the majors, though. Where I wonder if his stock has slipped enough. Where if you offered Keller for him, they'd take it. They probably would.
But you just said he's the kind of player who would come here and be every bit as bad as he's shown to be in 21 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my like major thesis statement about the Pirates right now is Bob Nutting's biggest sin that has hurt this team. You can always look back to how much money they're spending. I think right this second, it's that he was indecisive and did not do what I bet you in his guts he knows he should have done this offseason, which was clean house.
But he couldn't bring himself to do that because they were 5 years into a rebuild.
I know.
And he felt like they were just close enough to run it back one more time.
And he was remembering that 2012 run where he was going to fire everybody then, and then he didn't, and they won 94, 88, 98. that was then, this is now. That's not just a book by S.E. Hinton. It's two completely different situations.
Who is that?
She wrote The Outsiders.
S.E. Hinton?
I think it's a she. I think it was a woman who
wrote
those
books.
Wasn't
there a guard who played for the Colts and named Hinton?
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was in the John Elway trade.
Oh, God. You know that. No, S.E. Hinton. Yeah, she wrote, she wrote That Was Then, This Is Now, The Outsiders, Rumblefish.
Tony, you are sick.
What?
Yeah, the fact that he's like, oh, wasn't there a guard who got dealt for John Elway? Anyway, who's S.E. Hinton?
No, he's wrong. Chris Hinton was an offensive tackle, not a guard. Ha!
Well, either way, I know more about Chris Hinton than I do about...
Wait, you don't know, like, Stay Gold, Pony Boy, all that stuff?
I've never seen The Outsiders, and I've never read it, and I don't plan on doing it either.
Well, you're not a young adult anymore. You're a middle-aged adult.
Yeah.
The bottom line here is just...
You're really at a loss on this one.
I just can't...
You're struggling.
I can't
I'm
rubber...
I'm not mad. That's impressive.
I'm just... I cannot rubber stamp Ben Cherington doing anything. The toast analogy was my best one. I wouldn't trust him to do that very simple task. I'd worry he'd
and
burn my house
toast.
Down. Oh, I love toast. There's nothing. Man, I'm the anti-Jim Nance here. You burn a piece of toast that I ask you to make for me, it's going to be a crime against humanity.
What kind of bread?
The actual best is sourdough. I've come around. This has been a late in life conversion, relatively
Stella's
speaking.
New thing is she will ask for us to make her say toast. And then we'll do it. We'll put it down. We're like, okay, here you go. And she'll say, just kidding. And then she won't eat it.
See, that would be great. That would be a horrible prank to play on me. I'd be like, perfect. More toast for me. How about I did this today really quick with Ace. He saw me making eggs. And the way I do it is I put a little salt and I read something. You're supposed to let them sit for like 15 minutes. They get way better. And they are. So I make myself these eggs. And I got them waiting to go on the stove. He goes, I want eggs, Dad. I said, okay, I'll make, cracked an egg real quick, whipped it up, put it in the pan. Cooked it, took the whole thing, took 90 seconds. Put it in front of him. He gets really excited. And with him, because I don't want him to get sick, I cook, make sure I kind of like slightly overcook the eggs so they're not drippy or dippy at all.
Uh-huh.
He takes one bite, goes, I turn back around. He goes, here, Dad, I don't want these eggs. I finish my eggs, making my eggs for myself 10 minutes later. We're down in the basement. I come down there. He sees it. I got them wrapped in like a little pita, like a breakfast kind of sandwich type of deal.
He wants it.
He goes, Dad, I want a bite. They're dippy. They're a little runny. I wouldn't normally give them. He eats like four big bites.
And
children,
did you
man.
Just end up eating his?
I ate his because I had to, and I let him have three or four bites, and he thought it was the greatest.
The hodgepodge is next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.